Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, I normally skip listening to the game Name That Blank because of what it's turned into now. When Joe used to do it, it was a fun game. Now it is no longer fun to play along with. You've mentioned before that after the answer is given during the game, Maitland reads a Wikipedia fact about the answer.
Yeah.
Here that is in full display, but listen to the response to this fact. Things change, not
all, and if you lose, you are... Tommy.
Pompey.
It's Pompey. Things change, not all, and if you lose, you are... Now, it's generally accepted that the devastating eruption of Mount Vesuvius, not Mount Pesuvius,
whatever,
happened in 79 AD. After a long time, it was believed that the date of this disaster was August 24th, based on a written record by a Roman writer who witnessed the event from across the Bay of Naples. But archaeologists have found that the clothing and food preserved in the ash suggests a colder season, possibly October or November.
So she got a from Free Beer and the listener.
Yeah. That's factoid sound. Whenever the...
Yes.
Huh.
Now, one of the huge glaring problems with this game is Maitland's obscure audio clues that are given in order to get the answer.
Right.
This one is impossible to get, yet here we are. The question is, what activity is it? And the clue does not have the words that Maitland is looking for, so it is impossible for the listener or show members to get. Listen to how clunky this is.
Can't wait.
Number three, name the activity.
Good girl in a straw hat with her arms
activity.
Out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow.
Lauren.
Corn maze?
Is not a corn maze. Tommy.
Oh. I was just going to say farming.
It has everything to do with the song's title.
Yeah.
Thought it was a human woman. Sorry.
Maybe I'll skip ahead.
Wait. Sorry.
A cold night.
Doesn't help that she's going.
Yeah.
Wait.
Old jeans strike that last one. I'm whacking you. I hope you're feeling me. Subtextual. We go to bed, you doze off. So I take your country girl clothes off. I put my hands on your body. It feels like, hey, it's a scarecrow again.
Boy.
So sorry. That's pandering.
What?
That's the answer, because the song's about pandering. It's a country song.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
That was a very obscure country song.
Yeah, he's a comedian. And it's like, I'm going to speak some effing Mandarin because I'm all about you'll still know I'm pandering.
Oh.
You've heard it. You've referenced it.
I have not heard that song.
Oh.
So not only was it obscure.
P.U.
The word pandering that she was looking for, the activity, was nowhere to be heard in that audio clip.
No.
You had to know the obscure song title to that comedy song.
Yeah, the dots don't connect in terms of what works on the radio for her. She doesn't have that type of brain, you know.
She should go back to 2010 and listen to how Joe would come up with the clues that Joe would have.
It doesn't help that there's the what appears to be an intense learning disability. And I think that might slow her down.
Yeah,
but
true.
She does her best.
Yes. Let's hear the fact and the response to that fact.
Oh, no. So all that ends and then she has to give like a... I would just dump it. I mean, just
right.
Go to the next one. No,
yeah, exactly.
No, I did the work, so we got to do it.
Yes.
I have not heard that song
before. Well, Bo Burnham's parents initially made him take down his first videos because they were initially meant for family only. So when they hit YouTube, his parents freaked out and songs like My Whole Family Thinks I'm Gay were taken down 6 hours later at their request. His folks told him that he could post them again if he sanitized the lyrics. Clearly he did not. But he said that his early music was typical 2006 shock jock offensive comedy done by a 16-year-old without any tact. And he turned 35 yesterday.
Wow.
Wow. Huh. Huh. Wow.
And then we're on to the next one.
Why would you say wow after you just lambasted the whole thing? You should be continue to be disgusted, but we're going to get a wow.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Wow, some guy I've never heard of is turning 35? Wow.
Right.
Wowzers. Wowzers, wowzers, wowzers.
Yeah, they should have, like you said, skipped the fact and gone on to the next one.
Ugh, God.
But let's now move on to the next clue from an obscure movie, White Chicks.
By the way, this is great that you broke this down because we haven't spent much time on the execution of Name That Blank ever on our shows.
This reason this is new. I actually listened to it was because what I do when I go to lunch at work is I go sit in my Jeep and recline back and I'll put on the show and then I fall asleep. And when I woke up, to the beginning of Name That Blank and started hearing how clunky this was. And I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus
Christ. I got to feature this.
What a scenario. The fact that you're crashed out. You wake up, it's like a bad dream.
Yeah, seriously.
Ugh.
So like I said, we're moving on to a clue from an obscure movie called White Chicks. Apparently, Maitland loves this movie, but how many other people are going to know anything about that movie? The answer is impossible for anyone to get, but we do get a noise out of Kelly.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Number four, name the location.
I'm so freaking pissed.
Ma'am,
first of all, I go to Dr. Dorfman. He totally messes up my nose job.
Hot wings.
Bob's Burgers.
It is not Bob's Burgers.
Look like Gwyneth Paltrow. I get off the surgery table looking like freaking Shrek. Then I get here, and Mr. Harper makes me feel like I'm some dumb blonde with fake boobs going to a Hugh Hefner party.
No, I didn't mean...
Way out of context, this is so annoying, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just to have to sit through this thing, and then clearly
they
no one's going to get
so
it.
So long.
And they just let it... they more than let it breathe. Bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
To offend you, it's just... It's
brutal. I'm going to have a BF.
Oh, my God. She's going to have a pitch fit. Oh! No. Don't have a beat.
Is it any surprise that this silly, child, dopey, idiotic movie is like her favorite movie? I mean, come on.
Yes.
That's from the movie White Chicks.
Where is it?
Where in that movie?
Of course it is.
Come on.
Sorry.
Where do they go, Tommy?
The mall.
Oh, my God. No, they go to Hampton.
No more White Chicks clues.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything's from Sharp Tail and White Chicks.
He's annoyed. He is annoyed. No more White Chicks clues every time I sit through it and stare.
Oh, my God. Everything's from Sharp Tail and White Chicks.
You guys still don't get it.
Intentionally taken several weeks off, but I'm making this one me-themed, and it's all my favorite things. So White Chicks is on there, and the events of White Chicks take place over the weekend in the Hamptons.
Do you have that one?
Yeah, in case you missed it, I highlighted the laugh.
So White Chicks is on there, and the events of White Chicks... And the events of White Chicks...
Can't even do it justice.
The events of White Chicks...
Not human. Not human.
And finally, we get to the last clip from Name That Blank, which might as well have been Name That Tune. Because on this one, they decide to let the song roll and do what they do during Name That Tune. Sing along. Hence why I no longer listen to Name That Tune segments that they do twice a day on Monday.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Okay.
What do we do?
Name the defensive position.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a...
Oh, that's the Nickelback.
The Nickelback.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Comics always sounds like he's going like this when he sings.
This is how you remind me.
Sounds like he's doing an impression of Amanda. All he needs to do is go...
On August 21st.
And I didn't suffer you through the clue or the fact, but that is the reason why I no longer can listen to Name That Tune, is because they do that.
So horrible.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.